This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Mumbai International Film Festival, Widening the Horizon of Indian Cinema. The participants are Gautam Chintamani, film historian, and Murtaza Ali Khan, journalist.
Welcome to this special discussion on the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival, popularly known as MIFF. For this discussion, we are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Gautam Chintamani. Mr. Chintamani, thank you so much for taking the time out and joining us for this conversation.
Good evening, Murtaza, and good evening, listeners. Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
So, as we all are so excited about the 18th edition of MIFF, what impact do you think this year's edition is going to have, you know, from the global perspective and also from the perspective of South Asian non-feature films?
Murtaza, India is the biggest film market in the world. It is one of the very few markets, interestingly, which has survived the onslaught, for the lack of a better term, of Hollywood. Largely in the 80s, Hong Kong cinema, then after that, Taiwanese films, Korean cinema, and Japanese cinema also enjoyed a revival. But nothing has been of the scale of Indian cinema when it comes to not just a domestic market, but a global market also. So I think in that perspective, India in the last decade has really gone from strength to strength. India's voice has become very vocal on a global platform. And cinema and soft power has played a huge role in that. And in that context, I think that the Mumbai International Film Festival, you are in the 18th edition this year. It's a premier film festival and it's been the discovery ground for a lot of new talent. So I think keeping all things in mind, it's going to be one fantastic year for cinema, especially Indian cinema.
Mr. Chintamani, as a film expert and as somebody who keeps a very keen eye, you know, on the constant changes that happens in the cinematic medium, are you more excited about this time around? Is it the films or is it the masterclasses or is it the bazaar?
I think, Murtaza, like a good meal or good experience, you have to have a mix of just about everything. And I think in that context, not just the selection of films. I mean, we have over 1,000 films this year. We have a special focus on animation. We have, perhaps for the first time at Mumbai International Film Festival, we're having a documentary bazaar also. All these things considered, I think it's a fantastic platform. And the mix of just about everything, and let's not forget that we also get to see the Oscar winners and the winners from the Berlin Film Festival and other festivals here. So I think for the audience, it's a mix of everything. And that is what would make somebody like me, an ardent follower of films, really interested in this platform.
In the recent times, we have seen, you know, that Indian cinema is really on the march when it comes to the global arena. Recently at the Cannes Film Festival, we really saw some amazing Indian participation. Do you think that it will have a positive impact on how the young storytellers perceive a festival like MIFF, particularly from the point of view of South Asian cinema?
I think the timing could not be better because the recent success of Indian-produced content, not just the Oscars, but also one of the oldest film festivals and the most prestigious film festivals in the world, the Cannes Film Festival. I think that inspires an entire generation of filmmakers and it blazes the path for them because, remember, these are not just films which are small in scope of production or grand in terms of execution. I mean, on the one hand, we've had successes like RRR, and on the other hand, we've had An Elephant Whisperer enjoying the global acclaim that it did. So it's the wide variety and the range that we get to see. And with that in mind, I think it's going to inspire a lot of young filmmakers because they will suddenly understand or, you know, whatever they believe in will get vindicated here because you have the world coming down to Mumbai, seeking to buy products from here, seeking to collaborate and to write the next chapter in cinema history. So in that aspect, platforms like Mumbai International Film Festival or any film festival have always been on the radar of young filmmakers and young patrons of cinema. But this success, the recent success, also then inspires young filmmakers. So I think the combination of that and I think the timing makes it far more interesting than it is.
One of the more exciting aspects of the festival this year is, of course, the Doc Film Bazaar, which you also touched upon. So could you put some spotlight on what makes it so important, particularly in how this festival has continued to be a trendsetter in a global sense of a way? With this new initiative, Doc Film Bazaar, coming to the fore, do you think it's going to further encourage more younger storytellers to come up with their projects? Because especially now, they'll have more opportunities to collaborate. They'll have more opportunities to talk to the industry experts. So that way, they'll also have a lot of distribution opportunities if they really take this in the next level forward. So from the point of view of distribution, from the point of view of production, how do you look at this new initiative, which is the Documentary Film Bazaar?
I mean, documentary films have always had a comparatively leaner market and more organic or tight distribution network, because by the definition of the word documentary, the audience is limited when you compare it with popular cinema. So in that aspect, one of the biggest challenges that documentary filmmakers often have to take head on is the lack of market or very limited market. A documentary bazaar, which is being organized here for the first time, is going to showcase almost 200 projects across 10 countries and more than 20, 25 languages, I think. So that really increases the ambit filmmaker, the chances of getting picked up by markets that you would not have thought existed otherwise, increase manifold. And in that aspect, something like, you know, the different categories that you have here. I mean, you have a co-production market, you have work-in-progress labs, you have viewing rooms, so you can see the finished product, you can participate or co-produce something, or you can plan something at an initial stage. Not only that, but also the open buyer-seller meet, which will take place here, will really, really help filmmakers and distributors meet. Because remember one thing, not just is a documentary filmmaker always looking for a distributor, but at the same time, a distributor or a successful documentary film distributor producer is also on the lookout for new material. And I think the kind of stories that India is telling right now, the kind of transformation of India has experienced in the last one decade, the social transformation, the sheer change, these make for very, very interesting stories. And not just that, the government has also really supported filmmakers in the last decade much more than ever before that one can remember, not just screening opportunities, but also film labs across the world. These things together really, really give young filmmakers, especially documentary filmmakers, a lot of hope. I think the documentary bazaar here is going to be a fascinating new addition.
Mr. Chintamani, what do you think can be the challenges, you know, to take this bazaar to the next level? Because we have seen the Goa Film Bazaar as a great role model, as a great benchmark. Do you think that there are some challenges that need to be addressed right at the onset?
I think every field in that aspect has a few teething issues. Those need to be ironed out. But what I'm very, very sanguine about this festival is that it has the successful example of other markets to understand and to adapt from. So I think in that aspect, everybody wants a successful product. I think in that aspect, no matter what issues we have, and also remember one thing, that these are platforms where the government also participates in some varying degree. So certain issues which filmmakers or market can experience can also be overcome here. So I'm very confident.
And from the production point of view, especially given the new policies that the government have been adapting, you know, they have been talking about subsidies. How do you see India as a market growing in terms of production, in terms of distribution, and also, you know, now that we have a lot of, you know, global footfall in terms of the big awards that we are winning, whether it's the Oscars, whether it's Cannes, whether it's other film festivals?
We often tend to forget is that we are so inclined to look at Indian products getting a market that we often forget the vast market that India is for cinema. If on the one hand, we are going to be very happy about foreign distributors or producers making a beeline for Indian filmmakers, we also must understand that the Indian audience has also come of age in the last 2 years, especially post-COVID when you were introduced to OTT platforms or the internet. You were exposed to a lot of genres which otherwise many people would not have thought you would be able to market in a place like India. But that has really changed. So I think in that aspect, it's a double whammy for India, especially viewers and content creators here. It serves both these aspects. So I think that is also going to be a very, very big aspect of this festival here.
I think couldn't have said it better. And also I want to have your thoughts on the animation workshop. You know, animation has been, you know, an area which has been growing at a very fast pace, and there has been great interest in India among young storytellers to use animation as a medium of storytelling. So how do you look at this workshop that's in place, and how it's going to further push the horizon for young Indian storytellers to use animation as a means of storytelling?
Animation has been a very, very big element in Indian cinema. We may not be a traditional powerhouse when it comes to producing animation content, but we have been a very, very big contributor to animation and the development of animation worldwide. Our studios in India, the back offices in India have really worked hard on great big productions across the world. What is interesting is that not only do we have an excellent talent pool, but we also are opening up more than ever before to the idea of creating animated content. And especially a platform like Mumbai International Film Festival, where it has a special animation workshop and it's going to showcase four nations which otherwise are traditionally not associated with animation. Countries like Slovenia, countries like France, Argentina and Greece. It will expose both the viewers and the content creator to the world of animation. And it's going to tell people here that this market is big enough, not just for production, but also for distribution. So if you keep both these things in mind, then I think this workshop, this showcase of animation at Mumbai International Film Festival is really going to usher in a new chapter as far as animation production goes in India. And I think that also calls for a celebration of sorts.
Speaking of the future, I also want to understand, as a film expert and, you know, as somebody who has been very closely associated with the medium, how do you see the future of MIFF? We are already in the 18th edition. So how do you look at it, say, from 5 years down the line? What more can we expect and where will we be headed?
It will only grow in the years to come for a combination of things. And India is going to become an even more important market for cinema, not just in terms of production or the viewer market or the size. A couple of things together make all the difference. And especially platforms such as Mumbai International Film Festival, also because of the location where it is held. I mean, Mumbai is the mecca of films, not just for India, but it's one of the most important global spaces for cinema. If you combine all these things, and if you combine, also juxtapose that with the social changes in India. India is the fifth biggest economy in the world right now. It's one of the fastest growing economies in the world. We are poised to become much bigger, both in terms of global market for production and also a market for consumption. Cinema is going to play a very, very important role. I think Mumbai International Film Festival in 18 years has achieved a lot of ground, which the other festivals in India took a longer time comparatively. So with those things in mind, I'm very, very positive, and I think that we are in for a much greater, bigger ride in the years to come.
I couldn't have agreed more. In fact, I also am a little curious to understand your outlook towards co-productions, because that's really a space wherein we are really finding new grounds. We have seen some very successful examples like Lunchbox in the recent times. And of course, now there is the case of Payal Kapadia's All We Imagine Is Light. So where do you see this taking us forward as far as the co-production space is concerned?
I think most of all, cinema and storytelling and human emotion is universal. And when you look at the successes that Indian content has enjoyed in the recent past, you realize that mainstream acceptance has come in a bigger or a greater volume than ever before. Co-production is one of the best possible ways to go ahead, because it caters to a wide, wide variety of audience and wide, wide variety of content creators. So in that aspect, I think the East and West, like a great writer once said, that the twain shan't meet ever. Even if they were to meet, they will have their own unique identity. And co-production would satisfy both kinds of audiences. And I think in that aspect, it would be easier for the West to participate halfway than completely, because they may not think of us as that big a market when it comes to productions. You may not see a mainstream Hollywood extravaganza being based in India, which is not as exotic as, you know, the distributors would demand, at least not in the foreseeable future. But co-productions are definitely the way to go, and we have seen globally it's become a very big norm. Like you mentioned, Lunchbox or Extraction. These are successful co-productions, and I think that is going to be the way forward.
This was an engaging conversation. I must thank you, Mr. Chintamani, for sharing your inputs.
Thank you, Murtaza. As always, a pleasure speaking to you.
You were listening to a discussion on Mumbai International Film Festival, Widening the Horizon of Indian Cinema. The participants were Gautam Chintamani, film historian, and Murtaza Ali Khan, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.